would have to arise from complicated dynamical effects that break supersymmetry. In another approach, mentioned earlier, we give up the idea of a field whose vacuum value breaks the electroweak symmetry and attribute this symmetry breaking, instead, to the effects of some new extra-strong force. Unfortunately, there is so far no sign of supersymmetry or new extra-strong forces in nature. This fact is not yet a conclusive argument against these ideas. The new particles predicted by these approaches to the hierarchy problem might well be too heavy to have been produced at existing accelerator laboratories. We expect that Higgs particles, or the other new particles required by various approaches to the hierarchy problem, could be discovered at a sufficiently powerful new particle accelerator, like the superconducting supercollider. But there is no way that any accelerator we can now imagine will be able to concentrate onto individual particles the enormous energies at which all the forces become unified. When Democritus and Leucippus speculated about atoms at Abdera, they could not guess that these atoms were a million times smaller than the grains of sand on the Aegean beaches, or that 2,300 years would pass before there was direct evidence of the existence of atoms. Our speculations have now brought us to the edge of a far wider gulf. We think that all the forces of nature become united at something like the Planck energy, a million billion times larger than the highest energy reached in today's accelerators. The discovery of this huge gulf has changed physics in ways that go beyond the hierarchy problem. For one thing, it has cast a new light on the old problem of infinities. In the Standard Model, as in the older quantum electrodynamics, the emission and absorption of photons and other particles of unlimitedly high energy makes infinite contributions to atomic energies and other observable quantities. To deal with these infinities, the Standard Model was required to have the special property of being renormalizable. That is, that all infinities in the theory should be cancelled by other infinities, appearing in the definition of the bare masses and other constants that enter in the equations of the theory. This condition was a powerful guide in constructing the Standard Model. Only theories with the simplest possible field equations were renormalizable. But because the Standard Model leaves out gravitation, we now think that it is only a low-energy approximation to a really fundamental, unified theory, and that it loses its validity at energies like the Planck energy. Why, then, should we take seriously what it tells us about the effects of emitting and absorbing particles of unlimited high energy? And if we do not take this seriously, why should we demand that the Standard Model be renormalizable?